Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What are the Orioles doing? Let's find out from the Baltimore Sun. It's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Jacob Calvin Meyer. Jacob, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Gunnar Henderson, he's going to play for the U.S. team in the World Baseball Classic, and that's great. USA, USA, let's represent. But his agent, Scott Boras, met with the media, does his yearly scrum. What did old Boras have to say about the Orioles and Mike Elias and extending players like Gunnar and Westberg and some of the other clients he has on the team right now?
Yeah, as you said, Scott Boras did his typical holding court today, and quite funny that two big free agents who are represented by other agencies leaked out their contracts right during the Boras scrum, so that certainly is not... Yeah, these people can be petty sometimes, but hey, that's the way it goes. So it's funny, a few years ago, right, like Boras would have never been asked any questions about the Orioles because the Orioles at that point were having payrolls of $40 million and $60 million. But now the Orioles seem like legitimate players in free agency for multiple of Boras' clients. And Boras represents three key players in the Orioles who some fans, many fans, want to see signed to extensions: Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holliday, and Jordan Westberg. And so he said the same things he's said the past couple of years, which is that, you know, the extension stuff, right? Boras almost never signs players to pre-arbitration extension. So he said that's something that if you're in arbitration, that's more of a spring training type of discussion. He's said in the past that Mike Elias called him frequently about extensions for those players. And then when it comes to the free agents, you know, he talked about that being in, you know, regular communication with Elias on those players. And he again referenced the fact that the Orioles have been more aggressive under new owner David Rubenstein. All of that is great, but I think many Orioles fans are still waiting for a legitimate splash, a big move to actually be made in the offseason and big money actually spent, rather than what has been over the past few years, mostly sort of minor one-year moves.
Now, we've heard Alonso is going to meet with the Orioles. Framber Valdez has a connection. Well, I guess Elias was in Houston way back when. Ranger Suarez, I guess, linked Jacob to the Orioles. So of the free agent scuttlebutt, which one would be the most likely scenario? Who would be willing to take the Orioles' money if they were going to do fair market value spending here?
Yeah, it's funny. I had somebody reach out to me yesterday and ask if I feel like Elias, when he spoke with us yesterday, if the tone of if Mike's tone has sort of changed than it was compared to what it was a couple of years ago, when Mike would really never answer any questions about how aggressive he will or will not be. And I would say that this offseason is sort of another step in that direction, with Elias saying yesterday that he believes the Orioles have the payroll space to make two splashes in free agency this offseason, right? That is something that he would have never said a couple years ago. One, because it would have been a lie under the Angelo family, and two, just because that's not how he was operating. And so I do think it's real that the Orioles are legitimately talking to people and are willing to spend money on, important to note, on their terms, which often isn't how free agency goes. And when it comes to, you mentioned Pete Alonso, right? I think a lot of people look at the Orioles lineup and say that it needs another veteran stabilizing power right-handed bat, and Pete Alonso fits that. But similar to Kyle Schwarber, and again, this is just my intuition here, the agent's job is to do what the player wants. And if the player wants to stay somewhere, the agent's job is to get that player the most money at that place. And so Kyle Schwarber almost certainly wanted to stay in Philadelphia. And so they got a bunch of offers from a lot of teams to raise the price for him to stay in Philadelphia. And my guess is Alonso is the same thing. And so my guess is there's several free agent starting pitchers that make a lot of sense in Baltimore. In fact, almost every single one at the top of the market, I think, makes a lot of sense with the Orioles. And so whether it's Framber Valdez, who's probably going to make the most money of that group, the rest of them, Ranger Suarez, Michael King, those are guys that you can get for, you know, 3 or 4 year contracts at about $25 million a year. It's still a hefty price, but you're not completely going all in. So those are two names for me that make sense.
Jacob Cavemeyer, Baltimore Sun, talking winter meetings. He's down in Florida with the rest of baseball as deals are getting done. Now, possible trades. Saw Mitch Keller's name, Pittsburgh. They could be looking to move him, who's got controllable years, which is always fun. Mackenzie Gore, I guess he's on the move, maybe, from the Nats here. How active or aggressive could you see Elias with his magic beans trying to get one of these guys via trade here?
Yeah, right. We have proof of concept here, right? A couple years ago, Mike Elias swung a trade for Corbin Burns, and there's also another Brewers pitcher that's in a similar situation. Freddy Peralta has 1 year left, and the Brewers are seemingly interested in trading him. That's something that seems to make a lot of sense in my mind, just in the fact that the Orioles and the Brewers have two front offices that view players very similarly, and it might be easier to line up on a trade for a pitch for 1 year of a starting pitcher. Obviously, if you do that, you would also need to get somebody on a longer-term deal in free agency. But I think most people look at this rotation, especially after trading away Grayson Rodriguez, and say, hey, you need two starting pitchers. And if you're going to get two starting pitchers, you might as well get good ones, right? Man. And if you sign a Michael King or a Ranger Suarez at $25 million a year, and then you trade for, even if it's a Freddy Peralta who's got 1 year left, Mackenzie Gore has 2 years left, that is well within their price range. In fact, if they do those two moves, and then they do a couple ancillary things, the payroll is going to be about what it was last year, which was in the $160 to $170 million range. So they have payroll space. They're about $50 million below what they were at last season. And so whether it is through free agency or trade, I think most people expect the Orioles to make a couple of significant additions on top of some stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Complimentary moves.
Jacob, if they were to trade, who are the trade chips that you think the other teams would want?
Yeah. So if it's a team that is kind of down in the dumps now and they're rebuilding, a couple of prospects that make a lot of sense. Again, this is conjecture on my part. A player like Esteban Mejia, or a prospect like Nate George, two guys that really popped last season and became top 100 prospects. Those are really interesting names, higher variance players for the team that would be receiving them. That would be like a Pirates, right? If the Pirates, you know, aren't really looking to compete because they never look to compete, I guess that's sort of changed this offseason, people say, but I'll never believe it. And then if it's the Brewers, on the other hand, you look at a situation where, okay, they're going to want players similar to with the Corbin Burns deal where they got Jerry Ortiz and D.L. Hall. They're going to want players closer to the major leagues or even established in the major leagues. So, like, people obviously talk about Ryan Mountcastle potentially being traded if a team needs a first baseman. Dylan Beavers is somebody that obviously played really well in his last season, but his role on the team, if everybody stays healthy, looks to be one as more of a platoon player right now after they traded for Taylor Ward. So the Orioles have plenty of options within their system to trade from to acquire a starting pitcher.
He is Jacob Cavan-Meyers at Florida with the beautiful people at the baseball winter meetings. Jacob, appreciate the time as always. If we don't talk to you, Merry Christmas to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon. Don't come back empty-handed. How's that sound?
Not my job. Thanks, guys.
Right. Jacob Cavan-Meyer, live from Florida. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Got Harbsy full effect at NFL lunchtime. Feeble Five, we're the five worst teams in the NFL through 14 weeks. And then Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, talking about the league, the way it's put together now. And is there really a team that's the best in football?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.